Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Program.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. Proudly sitting in for Del Walmsley, I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today's show is going to be all about pensions, considering the recent news that General Electric is now freezing pensions for existing employees, and they're offering a buyout of another 100,000 employees of those pensions. And GE was essentially one of the last companies to still provide a pension for their employees. Okay, most companies have already gone away from them, and it's only a matter of time, in my opinion, before the pensions are all but gone. Now, there's still a few pensions in government sectors, but as far as the private sector goes, they're pretty much all but extinct. At the end of the show, I'm going to share with you a plan how you can create your own pension plan. It's not a plan that relies on corporate America or some city or government bureaucrat. It's a plan that you control. It's predictable, it's reliable, it pays so much better than some of these corporate defined benefit plans that are out there. And you can set this plan up for way less than you may be thinking out there. So I hope you can stick with me for the entire show. First, I need to have established a little bit of a baseline here, the definition of a pension, okay? A pension is a regular payment made during a person's retirement from an investment fund to which that person or their employer has contributed during their working life, okay? So either the person or the employer is making the contributions, or both, during their working life, their working career, right? The whole idea of a pension is you would go to work for this corporation and you would give them 25, 30, 35, 40 years, maybe longer than that, and many times much longer than that. And the corporation would reward you. They would say, hey, thanks for your service, thanks for your time, pat you on the back, and by the way, here's a monthly stipend to take care of you in your retirement years, a predictable monthly stipend. It comes each and every month. So let's keep that in mind as we go through the show, because again, at the end of the show, I'm going to share with you what a true, reliable pension really looks like. And again, this is a pension that you control. It's not at the mercy of some corporation or corporate board or bureaucrat. This pension, my friends, this pension plan has predictable, reliable returns, okay? It's not at risk of some greedy accountant wanting to raid the pension trust, because that happens. That's the pressure that's on these corporations, and we're going to get into some of this. So some of the following information that I'll share with you, I took from an online magazine of sorts. It's called The Hustle. I get it every day, and it's just a quick delivery of tech and business news. So if you want to check that out, it's called The Hustle. The title of this is American Pension Tension Persists as GE Freezes 20,000 Retirement Plans. And this is from October 8th by Connor Grant. Okay, let me just read a little bit here. General Electric, one of the few big businesses that still pays out private pensions, said it will freeze pension plans for 20,000 U.S. employees and offer pension buyouts to another 100,000 former employees. Pensions are a pricey problem for GE. Its pension programs face a roughly $22 billion deficit. Icing these pensions will reduce that deficit by $8 billion, the company says. So there it is right there. The big problem is General Electric made a promise to their employees to provide this pension, and they didn't fulfill on their end. They didn't set the money aside safely into a fund. So when that employee retires, the funds are there. They're essentially, they've been using those funds for whatever reason. And so it says they're facing a $22 billion deficit. This is not small cheddar, my friends. They have been not setting aside the money. They haven't fulfilled their promise to the employees. So now they need to reduce the pension or buy out some of the other employees, okay? So that's the problem. And pensions in the 20th century used to be the way to go, okay? So the first company to offer a pension was actually, believe it or not, American Express, and they started offering a private pension as far back as 1875, okay? By the 30s, most of the country's largest companies had pensions. That was Standard Oil, AT&T, Goodyear, General Electric, right? They started offering these pension programs to their employees. And a pension, again, is really just a defined benefit plan. And it became very, very popular in the 20th century for a primary reason was the employers weren't paying federal corporate income tax. And these were some of these days back then, there was high tax rates in the 70 plus percentage, believe it or not. So they weren't paying this corporate income tax. So they're putting the money aside in these pension programs. And the employees liked them because they liked getting a predictable retirement check, right? So by 1975, 88% of private sector employees with retirement plans had pensions. And this, my friends, was the rock of retirement in the 20th century. And it's all but gone today, okay? They're all but wiped out. So company after company after company has gotten out of these pension plans. So why did they go away? Well, I tell you, one of the primary reasons is the 401k, okay? And the 401k, my friends, was practically, it was an accident, let's say. It wasn't quite an accident. It was never meant to carry the retirement. It was never meant to be the retirement vehicle that it is today. Let's agree on that, okay? So the 401k really is the pension killer. And the 401k, if you don't know, was from tax code in 1978, subsection 401k, and it was created, okay, it was created to essentially allow wealthy executives a tax-free option to defer compensation. It was never created to be the end-all, be-all vehicle that it is today for retirement, that it has become. Again, not meant to replace pensions, but what happened is these corporations, right, they just can't help themselves. They say, okay, here's an opportunity to where we don't need to take care of the employee. We don't need to set these funds aside. We can now shoulder the employee with the entire burden of retirement, right? Here's the 401k. Why don't you use this? We don't have to worry about your retirement. We don't have to set these funds aside to take care of you in the future. So again, the 401k was aimed at the 1%. It was not meant to replace pensions at all. But the cost-saving benefits essentially inspired, and as the Hustle calls it, this is pretty good, they call it the Great Pension Pivot, okay? Within 5 years of the 401k, nearly one half of big business was offering 401k programs, which are cheaper than pension programs. So they started freezing the pension programs, right? And they didn't have to, you know, they always talk about the risk of these funds, of putting this money aside in an account for the employees. And again, I think that's a misstatement because the only real risk is that the corporate boards are looking at these billions upon billions and upon billions of dollars. And the risk is, the real risk is that they're going to take that money that they just can't help themselves. That's the risk. They could have invested this money into safe accounts or what have you and set it aside for the employee once the employee retired, but they chose not to do it. But they always say, well, those funds are at risk of because we're investing it. No, they're at risk because you're not investing it properly or you're taking those funds to pay down liabilities. You're taking those funds to use them for something other than the employee. So when these employees begin to retire, you essentially don't have the money to pay for it, right? Sounds just like Social Security in a lot of ways. The money is really not there to fund what it was supposed to fund. And again, General Electric is not the exception, but it's noteworthy because General Electric was such a stalwart of the 20th century, right? In the 20th century, you'll hear me talk about it, it's the pension generation, right? My parents, the pension generation. That's all but gone today, my friends. And we've got to figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to retire because the 401k is not working. And at the end of this show, I'm going to share with you a plan that will work, a predictable plan, a reliable plan, a plan controlled not by some corporation, but by the corporation of, for instance, my plan is controlled by the corporation of me, myself, and I. So I'm not worried about some greedy accountant or some bureaucrat taking away my essential pension plan. So we're going to have to pick this up on the other side. If you have any questions or comments, I encourage you to call the show. Our number is 855-497-4335. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
The largest multifamily bus tour in the country is coming to Dallas Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. Join Del Walmsley, national radio host, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, and his top team of investors, realtors, and expert educators. Ride your way to triple-digit returns. Go to multifamilymasterstour.com. Gain one-on-one access to industry experts, realtors, lenders, property and asset managers, apartment owners, national real estate syndicators, and trade professionals. Get the only bus ticket worth millions at multifamilymasterstour.com.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Learn to master apartment investing on the Multifamily Masters Tour with Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited in Dallas, Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. Ride along with the country's top team of apartment investing professionals as you tour four apartment communities with the owners and operators alongside their mentors and educators. For more information, visit MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Experience award-winning multifamily strategies in action. Get the insider secrets to triple-digit returns. Learn the six ways you can make multifamily millions too. Open Q&A format with Dell's top team, including operations consultants, mentors, and award-winning members. Get your seat on the bus at MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Due to the nature of the event, seating is very limited. Ride with us for the day and learn how to close the gap on your retirement with multifamily properties, what a profitable property being run as a business looks like in person and on paper, how Lifestyles Unlimited members win local, state, and national awards year after year, which path is right for you, lead, passive, or independent owner, how to upgrade your profits by upgrading your apartment, and what you want. Open Q&A all day long. The only bus ticket worth millions. Get yours at MultifamilyMastersTour.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today we've been discussing the disappearing pension in America, and this is the plan that essentially funded retirement for the majority of workers in the 20th century. Yet today it is all but disappeared. And if you've got a comment or question for us today, we have a new number in the studio. Our number is 855-497-4335. That's 855-497-4335. Or feel free to email me at askmike@luinc.com. That's askmike@luinc.com. And I do respond personally to each and every email that I get. So my parents were part of the pension generation, as I call it, baby boomers, right? If you want to be specific. And it was a plan that worked for them. And again, this plan is you would go to work for a company and you'd give them 25, 30, 35, 40 years, maybe longer. And then when you retired at 65 or 70 or whatever that age is, they would essentially provide a monthly stipend for you. They would thank you for your time, slap you on the back and say, here is a guaranteed benefit for you giving us those decades of work. Okay, and the pensions are all but gone today. And I got online, I started doing some research, and I found an article that just came out recently, and this one's from USA Today, and the title is Four Reasons Defined Benefit Plans Are Nearly Dead. And I identified one major reason in the first segment, but there's really four overall reasons that the pension's going away. Because essentially the number of pension plans that offer defined benefits, they've plummeted by at least 73% from 1986 to 2016. Okay, they're all but gone. And what happened? Well, the 401k came about in 1978, but that's not the only reason. So the USA Today, they list four reasons. And again, they say, number one, pensions are seen as expensive and risky. And I think that's misinformation. They're not risky if the company does what it says it's going to do, and that means setting aside the funds for the employee in a safe fund, in a safe defined fund. But they're not. It's risky because they just can't help themselves. They've got to take the money, okay? So the article says a pension is a promise to pay monthly benefits for as long as the employee lives after retirement. For employers, a system where they bear all the cost and all the risk is not appealing. Well, why promise it then? If it's not appealing, why promise it? It's not appealing because they want that money. They want to use that money for something else. That's the only risk. So number two, and I think we know this, union power has pretty much diminished, okay? At least in the private sector. In the private sector today, the union's only are only composed of about 6% of American workers in the private sector. In the public sector, which I didn't realize this, it's kind of unique, but about 34% of people working in the government, either a local, state, or federal level, 34% of them are in a union of some sort. So they're still pretty strong at the government level. They're definitely not strong at all in the private level, and that's another reason why pensions have all but gone away. Number three, we hit on this one. 401ks have been normalized, okay? Normalized, that's an interesting word. I wonder why they used normalized. And so as I'm reading this, it says, until the 80s, this was not a normal employee benefit. Today it is. More than 100 million people have 401k-style benefits, according to the Department of Labor. And they're not working, okay? Even in this article, they say that the 401k is a, quote, poor substitute for defined benefit pensions, in part because many people simply aren't saving enough and small businesses are less likely than large companies to offer them. So there it is. People aren't putting enough aside. The companies have basically kind of washed their hands of having to provide for the retirement, right? They've kind of said, nope, we're not going to do that anymore, Mr. and Mrs. Employee. But here's this nice, juicy 401k that I recommend that you participate in, because when you feed that 401k for 25, 30, 40, 50 years, you'll be able to retire. You'll be in Disneyland when you're 60 or 65. And that's just a fallacy, my friends. It is not working. People are not setting aside enough. They're not putting what they need to put into their 401k, and the 401ks, frankly, aren't performing. So even this article says it's a poor substitute for the pension, okay? Last reason, it says public companies are under pressure to reduce pension debt. What does that mean? Well, it says as public companies face pressure to deliver, here we go, positive quarterly earnings, one area they often seek to improve is their general liabilities. So again, it's all about the shareholder. It's not about the employee anymore. Sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Employee, you gave us decades of your life working for us, but we've got to appease the shareholder, and we just can't set aside the money to take care of you. We've got to go invest it in something or give it to the shareholder or provide value to the shareholder, because what's not valuable to us as a corporation is your retirement. So, again, the corporations have gone away from the pension plan because they just don't want to set the money aside. They can't help themselves. Okay, we've got a few minutes here before the break. I want to talk about we're having a founder special this month, and we rarely give a special for our financial freedom program. Very rare, but we're doing a founder special thanks to Del Walmsley, because we just opened an office in Phoenix, Arizona. So in celebration of opening that Phoenix office, the Financial Freedom Program, we're going to take $500 off the cost of the Financial Freedom. That's an annual membership. We're taking $500, so it's only $240 for 1 year. You've got to go to buymylifeback.com. That's buymylifeback.com. You must use the promo code Mike, okay, M-I-K-E. You put in the promo code Mike, we'll take $500 off that membership. And this is a full membership, okay? This is actually a family membership. So members of your family, children 18 years or less can be members. But this entitles you to the monthly case study events. You have full access to our learning platform, our online hub, which is quite amazing, actually. I mean, just college-level course after college-level course on real estate investing. You have full access to the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar. You can attend that full two-day educational seminar as many times as you want during that year, and you have full access to our vendor program. And if you've heard me at all on this show, I will tell you, the vendor program, my friends, is worth the price of admission, hands down. And we've got every sort of vendor that will help you with your real estate investment, every type of contractor, lenders, 1031 specialists, tax specialists, accountants. You name it, we have those people in our vendor program. But again, that's at buymylifeback.com. Buymylifeback.com, promo code Mike. So when we come back, we're going to continue talking about pensions, how they're going away. But I want to share, most importantly, I hope you can stick with me, because at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you how you can create a reliable, predictable pension plan for yourself, and you don't have to leave your financial future in the hands of corporate America or some bureaucrat. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
The show, I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today we've been discussing the death of pensions in America. Essentially, pensions are going extinct, at least as far as the private sector goes. And if you've got any questions or comments, give us a call. Our number is 855-497-4335. That's 855-497-4335. Or shoot me an email at askmike@luinc.com. That's askmike@luinc.com. So we've been talking a lot about the private sector, okay, on pensions. But I'm going to tell you that a lot of the government sector, the public sector, those pensions are either not that great or in trouble themselves. We hear about it all the time, that, you know, dozens upon dozens of public employee pensions that are under massive duress or are pretty much not going to make it or possibly going bankrupt. And how often do you hear about that? All the time. Police officer pensions, firefighter pensions, teacher pensions, state employee, union plans, all going bankrupt. even the military pensions are not that great. You may think that, heck, I'm going to go to the military, I'm going to give them 20 years, and then at the end I'm going to have a great pension. Well, it's not that great. And you can just ask Al Gordon. He's a radio show host with us that's done this show many, many times. And Al gave the U.S. Army 27 years, okay? 27 years. And when retirement tapped him on the shoulder, the pension plan they provided for him was not even close to what he was expecting or what he thought it would be when he was young and joined the military. I mean, obviously, when that happened, Al knew what the figures would be. But the plan is broken, okay? This man gave the military 27 years, and at the end, there was not enough in this pension to provide he and his family a decent living. Now, the silver lining to this story is that's what led Al on a different path, and he eventually found Lifestyles Unlimited, okay? Now Al's financially strong, and Lifestyles Unlimited, we're happy to have people like Al within our membership, okay? So why am I sharing all of this bad news on the death of pensions? Well, I'm sharing it because I want you to take control of your financial future. I want you to create your own pension plan, essentially, as I call it. So let's take a moment here as we get into it, and let's do the math and see if we can't back into the value of a pension, okay? So if we could take a pension that pays a certain amount annually, maybe we can work the math and define what that value would be. And how am I going to do this? Well, I'm going to take what financial advisors tell people out there. And financial advisors, we don't use them at Lifestyles Unlimited. We obviously have a different plan. But financial advisors tell people that whatever you save, whatever you have amassed for retirement, and however that looks, okay, there's always a different recipe, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, whatever, however your wealth is amassed, you can live on 4% of that, okay? You can live on 4% of that, they say, in perpetuity, and it doesn't always work, but that's the number. That seems to be the prevailing number out there. Some of them are now using 3%, believe it or not. So the math tells me that $1 million, right? Let's say you're able to put together $1 million, and again, using what these financial people will say, they'll say, okay, you can live on 4% of that. Well, that's $40,000 annually, okay, in pre-tax money. So just a sidebar there, it kind of makes the million dollar number not look so bright, right? If $1 million in retirement, what's it really look like? Well, according to these financial pros, $1 million looks like $40,000 annually. And if we broke that up into a monthly stipend, that's $333 a month, right? 40,000 divided by 12, $333 a month. So if that's a pension that pays you $40,000 per year, I'm going to value that pension at $1 million, again, based on these assumptions. Okay, so an $80,000 per year pension essentially is worth $2 million, right? And so on. So again, this would all be pre-tax money, right? So if you wanted to live on $160,000 a year when you retired, and you would go to one of these financial advisors and they're going to say, well, you need to amass, however you do that, again, 401k, IRA, investments, whatever, you need to amass $4 million in wealth, okay? That's what they're going to tell you. If you want $160,000 in retirement pre-tax, you're going to need to bring $4 million to the table. That's what they're going to tell you. So when these companies, right, UPS or General Electric, DuPont, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Honda, Chrysler, Cisco, Clorox, Bank of America, name the company, whoever cuts or stops their pension, they always put it in writing, well, we're saving billions of dollars. No, no, you're not. What you're doing is you're taking billions of dollars away from the employees. That's what you're really doing, okay? They're taking that money because they don't want to set that money aside, regardless of the promise they made their employees, okay? So based on my math formulation, if a $60,000 per year pension is cut to, let's say, $20,000 per year, is that not the equivalent of that employee losing $1 million in savings? It is the equivalent of that. So when they cut the pension, They're really cutting the employee out. They're taking the savings that they had promised them. And again, my math is all based on this 4% rule, okay, this 4% financial rule that seems to be out there. So if they take $20,000 per year away from the employee, right, reduce it $20,000, that's the equivalent of the corporation taking $500,000 in savings from the employee. That's my math. That's how I look at it. And some financial advisors use 3%. What does that 3% do? Well, that makes the pension worth even more, right? If all you can live on is 3% of it in perpetuity, well, that makes the pension worth even more. So it's exponential. America's employees have worked hard since childhood to get good grades, to go to school, to get a good degree, to get a good education, so they can earn the privilege to work for a corporation that used to promise a pension to take care of them in retirement, and it's not anymore, okay? So this employee is trading 25, 30, 35, 40 years of life in service to this entity only to have the rug ripped out from underneath them at the end. And what happens then, okay? What happens when the pension's lost? Well, the trusted financial advisor tells you, they'll give you four pieces of advice. They'll say, well, you need to work longer. Okay, no duh. If you just took my pension from me, I'm going to have to work longer, obviously. Or you're going to have to save more, right? We always hear that one. Well, you need to save more. Don't you think people would save more if they could, right? Most people out there, you know, not everyone's spending everything they can. They're just living check to check. The third jewel of advice that they'll give you is they'll say, well, you need to make more money. I love that one. Oh, you just need to make more money. Okay, well, yeah, let's put that plan. And for them, it may look like a second job, and that's not a good plan. And then the last thing they're going to tell you when the pension has been ripped out from under you and it's not enough to get by, they're going to say, well, be sure you're maxing out your 401k. That's it. That's the advice they're going to give you. Work longer, save more, make more money, and max out your 401k. My friends, there is a so much better plan, and I'm going to share it with you in the last segment. It's not difficult at all. In fact, it's really easier than you think. And by the way, it's not going to take 25, 30, 35, or 40 years at all. In fact, I'm going to draw it out, and I'm going to take the long, slow path and show you how to put this plan in place. And you're going to see that this plan is so much sweeter than any pension plan out there. It's so much sweeter than any 401k, hocus-pocus, pie-in-the-sky nonsense out there. No government entity is going to take it from you. No corporate board is going to have a vote and take it from you. This is going to be a plan controlled by you, okay? It's going to be a plan controlled by the corporation of you, yourself, and nobody else or your spouse, because this is your plan, and it's a plan that creates passive income month in and month out, just like a pension plan, okay? If you're interested in what we're doing, I invite you to one of our free workshops. You need to go to retireinfiveyearsorless.com, retireinfiveyearsorless.com. You can sign up for a free workshop in your area. And quickly, our October schedule for free workshops: Austin, Houston, Dallas, Miami, San Antonio, Tampa, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, and Phoenix, Arizona, where our new office is. That's at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. My name's Mike Harrison, and this is the Del Walmsley Radio Show. We'll be right back in a moment.
You've heard about people owning or investing in apartments and replacing their income, living the lifestyle they want. Wonder how they did it? Now you can come see for yourself. Go to MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Join Del Walmsley, America's most successful investor educator, Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. The largest apartment bus tour of its kind. Ride and learn how to close the gap on your retirement with apartments, what a profitable property looks like in person and on paper, which path is right for you, lead, passive, or independent owner, and whatever you want at the open Q&A. Seating is limited. Go to MultifamilyMastersTour.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Back now, here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today's show has been all about the dying pension plans, the value of a pension, and we used reverse math to quantify what the value of that pension is. And we based it upon the 4% rule. So if you missed it in the last segment, here it is again. This 4% rule is what the financial community likes to use. And some of them are using 3%, but they'll say, when you're ready to retire, whatever you've amassed and put together wealth-wise, right, and whatever that looks like, stocks, bonds, IRAs, however you want to quantify wealth, well, then you can live off of 4% of that wealth in your investments in perpetuity. This doesn't always work. This is crystal ball trying to predict the future, but they like to use 4%. So the reverse math of that is if you have saved $1 million, then you can live on $40,000, or you can take $40,000 out annually of that fund, and it should, I use that term loosely, should never deplete. So a $40,000 per year pension would be worth $1 million, okay? And in the first segment, the definition of a pension, I ask you the definition of a pension, and it's, I'll read it again, a regular payment made during a person's retirement from an investment fund to which that person or their employer has contributed during their working life, okay? So for me, the reality of it is that a pension sounds a lot like passive income, okay? That's my opinion. I'll tell you, here's the similarities. Passive income comes in monthly, okay? Just like a pension. And you don't actually work for passive income. Once you set it up, it continues just like that monthly check from a pension, okay? Comes in monthly. Now, here's a couple of differences. Passive income, for the most part, is tax-free if you've set it up correctly, okay? The way we do it, it's tax-free, unlike that pension payment. They're going to tax that. Here's another major difference. It's not controlled by some out-of-control corporation that you've got no voting power or no strength. The corporation makes a move on your pension, and you're doomed. You can't say anything about it. Well, passive income, you can say everything about it, okay, because you're controlling it, not some governing board or some government entity or something along those lines that want to take the money and use it for something else. And here's the other major difference. My passive income will continue after I pass away, and that's unlike a pension for the most part. I know some pensions may transfer to the spouse, but for the most part, when you're gone, the pension's gone. Passive income is not that way. So, as promised, let's look what it takes to set up a well-paying passive income pension, okay? Follow me here. Let's see what this really costs. So, one rent home, okay? And I'm going to use rent homes as an example, but you can also do this as investing in multifamily. A little more advanced, and if you've got any questions on that, shoot me an email at askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. But I'm going to use rent houses here. One rent house, we know on average, will provide $400 a month in positive income, okay? And that's just because we're doing this thousands of times all over the country. And you can purchase that one rent home using our model from anywhere to from $13,000 to $25,000 out of pocket, okay? And many times much less than that. I'm going to use $25,000. I'm going to use the high number for this example primarily because it makes the math easier, okay? And I'm a little conservative, so let's use the $25,000, okay? So $25,000 investment in a rent home is going to provide about $5,000 a year annually in positive cash flow, okay? Follow me. $25,000 invested is going to provide $5,000 annually. How do I get to that number? That rent home, $400 a month times 12 months is $4,800. Let's call it five, okay? And let's say you go real slow, and this is not how it's done, but let's just be real conservative here, and you only buy one rent home per year for 5 years. At year five, what do you have? Well, at year five, you have created $25,000 a year in passive income, okay? $25,000 a year. And using our valuation, our 4% valuation, what is that $25,000 annually equivalent to if it was a pension? Well, it's equivalent to $625,000, right? Follow me. 4% of $625 a year is $25,000 a year. But you didn't spend $625,000 to create that $25,000 a year. You only spent $125,000, and you didn't really spend it. You invested it. That $125,000 didn't go away from you. It's just changed forms. It changed the form from a $100 bill into brick and mortar. So that $125,000 is in five rent houses. Again, so let that sink in. You created a pension, so to speak, that could be valued at $625,000, but you only spent $125,000, and you created $25,000 a year in sweet passive income, year in and year out. Think about that. Let's continue in this example. Let's go to years 6 through 10. Now, keep in mind, you're making $25,000 a year in passive, and you're only going to buy two houses a year in year 6 through 10. Again, each of these homes providing $400 per month. 10 additional houses. You took the slow path. What happened after 10 years? Well, you have 15 rent homes that are paying you about $6,000 per month. That's right, $6,000 per month. What is that? That's $72,000 per year, okay? My friends, if that was a pension, that pension using the 4% model, are you ready? Would be worth $1.875 million, $1.875 million, because 4% of $1.875 million is $72,000 per year. Again, if done correctly, tax-free. Are you starting to see a different way to look at this? I really, really hope you are. I hope you're starting to see a different path to building wealth, a different path to passive income. What would you rather do? Would you rather give a corporation 25, or a government, okay, 25 years, 30 years, 35 years, 40 years, so that maybe, just maybe, you have a pension at the end that's going to take care of you? My friends, my path, the 10-year path, very little effort, $72,000 a year. Well, we'll pick this up on the other side. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I want you to remember, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Join us 7 days.
days a week.
Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.